AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead from the shooting in Tennessee is now 5. The gunman was killed as well.
Sailor, who was shot earlier in the week at a military support center in Chattanooga, The Navy says a sailor who was shot earlier in the week at a military support center in Chattanooga has died. That death occurred 2 days after a Tennessee man who was born in Kuwait unleashed a barrage of gunfire at a recruiting center, then drove several miles away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center and continued shooting there, where he killed 4 Marines and wounded 3 other people, including the sailor. Police say they don't have a motive yet. I'm Shirley Smith.
The wildfire that jumped across a busy freeway in California has calmed down. The focus has shifted to another fire that forced hundreds of campers to evacuate. 20 vehicles were destroyed on Interstate 15, about 50 miles from Los Angeles. 3 homes and 44 more vehicles burned in a nearby community. Nellie Venzer was on I-15 with her 95-year-old mother.
It's getting really hot, and my mom is in the car, and if we have to run, I mean, it has to be done now.
The fire at the campground is about 20 miles from the highway. The evacuation was called after a shift in winds. A rail line in northeast Montana is open again. 4 tank cars derailed and leaked about 35,000 gallons of oil. No one was hurt. Crews are working to clean up the spill and remove the toppled cars. 4 people are missing after a massive explosion tore through a wood mill in northwest England. Firefighters are using sniffer dogs. The fire chief says the longer the 4 remain missing, the more it looks more like a recovery than a rescue operation. A new AP GFK poll shows the Supreme Court's ruling last month legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide left Americans sharply divided, suggesting support for gay marriages may be down slightly from earlier this year. This is AP Radio News. The Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, is open again. Nearly 2 years ago, 67 people were killed in an attack by an Al-Shabaab extremist group. Olga Ekerlano owns a business in the mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive.
One mall worker described how he underwent counseling sessions paid for by his boss to get over the trauma from the experience. Nairobi's governor says he knows there will be apprehensions, but as a country, Kenya is safer. Saudi Arabia says it has broken up planned attacks by the Islamic State group. More than 400 people have been arrested in an anti-terrorism sweep. The Saudi Interior Ministry accused those arrested over the past few weeks of involvement in several attacks. Saudi Arabia labeled the Islamic State group a terrorist organization last year and has joined in U.S.-led airstrikes. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.